of my heart, my Lord Jesus, help me loosen for me all the bonds of sin, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me be a help to me so that you may save me, my Lord Jesus. May your goodness come speedily to me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Me overshadow me with the shadow of your wings, my Lord Jesus. Me in 6 days you have made all the creation, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. 7 times every day I will praise your name, my Lord Jesus. All the creation glorifies your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Yours is the lordship and the authority, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Make haste, my God, so that you may save me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Every knee bows down before you, my Lord Jesus. Help me. All the diverse tongues together bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Turn away your face from all of my sins, my Lord Jesus. Help me blot out, O God, all my iniquities, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. You know my thoughts and you search my depths, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Create in me a clean heart, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Your Holy Spirit, do not take away from me, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Incline your ears, make haste and hear me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Set before me a law in the way of your justice, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Your kingdom, my God, is an eternal kingdom, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. You are the Son of God. I believe in you, my Lord Jesus. Help me. You who carries the sins of the world, have mercy upon me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Give me the multitude of my iniquities, my Lord Jesus. Help me. All of the souls together bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Me, have patience with me, do not hasten to destroy me, my Lord Jesus, help me early in the morning. I will rise and bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, your yoke is sweet and your burden is light, my Lord Jesus. Help me in the accepted time. Hear me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Me, oh, how beloved is your holy name, my Lord Jesus. Help me disperse away from me all of the devils, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me sow within me the seed of your righteousness, my Lord Jesus. Help me grant us your true peace and forgive us our sins, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Till he brought them to the wilderness of Sinai. And they were praising God with this new psalmody, saying, let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He tenni.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and now and forever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray to you. Thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, down on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Trespasses us, be free of those trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. Your own Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ. He has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace, this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything concerning everything and everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Therefore, we ask the future goodness, the lover of mankind, the grant to complete this holy day and all the days of our life, and all peace and your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the kind of earth, and from any misery, and the manifest victim, away from us, from all your people, and from this your holy place, for those who serve the proper will do provide for us, for as you have given the authority of China, serpents and scorpions, and upon all the kind of enemy, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, to the grace, compassion, love of mankind, and your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the being, the wish for are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, blesses us with you, now and all times, days, all ages. Amen.
Have mercy upon me, O God,
according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassion, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin was unpunished before me. Against you only I have sinned, and done evil before you, that you might be just in your saying, to my overcoming you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your visitation, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made white as snow. You shall make me hear gladness and joy, and the humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, uphold me with a directing spirit.
Then
I shall teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you.
Deliver
me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and I shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my soul shall be your praise. Through your desire, sacrifice I will give. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, and a broken, humble heart, God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, and good pleasure to God, and fulfill the walls which you have built. Then you shall be clean, the sacrifice of righteousness, offering the burnt sacrifices.
Then you shall offer calves upon your altar. Hallelujah.
Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the nights, lift up your hands, all you saints, and bless the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
Alleluia.
O Lord, I have cried to you. Hear me, attend to the voice of my supplication when I cry to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch on my mouth and a strong door for my lips. Do not incline my heart to words of evil, to employ excuses for sin with men who work iniquity, and I shall not agree with their choices. The righteous shall chasten me with mercy and reprove me, but do not let the oil of the sinner anoint my head, for yet my prayer also is in their pleasures. Their mighty ones have been swallowed up near the rock. They shall hear my words, for they are delightful. As a lump of earth, they are broken upon the ground. Their bones have been scattered at Hades. For my eyes are to you, O Lord. O Lord, I have hoped in you. Do not take away my soul. Keep me from the snare which they have set for me, and from the stumbling blocks of those who work iniquity. Sinners shall fall by their own nets. I am alone until iniquity passes by.
Hallelujah.
of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with us all, amen.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Let the sayings of God be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, my Lord Jesus Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy upon us. Amen.
Behold, I'm about to stand before the just and judge, terrified and trembling because of my many sins. For a life spent in pleasures is of condemnation, but repent, O my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. For inside the grave dust does not praise, and in death no one remembers, neither in hate does anyone give thanks. Therefore, arise from the slumber of laziness and entreat the Savior, repenting and saying, God, have mercy on me and save me.
If life were everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse, O my soul. But if your wicked deeds and ugly evils were exposed before the just judge, what answer would you give while you are lying on the bed of sins, negligent and disciplining the flesh? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified, and before your counsel of judgment I submit. And from the light of your divine radiance I tremble, I, the wretched and defiled, who lies on my bed, negligent in my life, but I take example of the publican, beating my chest and saying, O God, forgive me and have mercy on me, a sinner.
O Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help, and keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep. For you are a capable and compassionate, helpful mother, and the bearer of the fountain of life, making my God, Jesus Christ, my hope.
Graciously accord, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your holy name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. The eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth, and you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me and teach me to do your will, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know your righteousness, our partner. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, sitting from the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It's good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praise unto your name, O Most High. Show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. O Lord, hear us, have mercy upon us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie
eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Lord have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
eleison,
hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, holy, holy, holy Lord, the Sabbath, heaven and earth are for the glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O thou Father, plentiful. O holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we are now helping our hearts in tribulation. But it is all forgiven and remitted, O God, our transgressions, those which commit with us, those which commit knowingly, those which commit knowingly. And in the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord. And not according to our sins, our Father who art in heaven.
sins which he committed against you in this day, whether in deeds or in words or in thoughts or through all senses. Please remit and forgive us for the sake of your holy name, as you are good and lover of mankind. God, grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free from all anxiety, and send us an angel of peace to protect us from every evil, every affliction, every temptation of the enemy. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom is due with you and with the Holy Spirit, the life giver, all glory, honor, and dominion, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy, O peace, a sacrifice of praise. Have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, and have mercy on us, who at all times and in every hour and every known on earth is worshipped and glorified. Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy, and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners, of whom I am chief. He does not wish for the sinner, but rather the death of the sinner, but rather that he returns and lives, who calls all salvation for the promise of the good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and every hour, ease our life, and guide us to fulfill your commandments. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, and forgive us our sins. Deliver us from every evil, grief, and distress of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that by their counsel we may be guarded and guided and attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory, for you are blessed forever. Amen. Hallowed be the name of the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Are my hiding place, you always fill my heart with songs of praise. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
something I can play the deaf to, maybe?
Sheriti kekele seya epenteni angelos
Hail to the Virgin, who gave birth to our Savior. Hail to Gabriel.
And how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, united in the true evangelic love, like the apostles. It is like the fragrant oil on the head of Christ, running down the beard, down to the feet, that anoints every day the elders, the children, and the young men, and the deacons, those whom the Holy Spirit has attuned together as a stringed instrument, always blessing God by psalms and hymns and ritual songs, by day and by night, an incessant heart. You are the mother of light, the honored mother of God. You have carried the instruments. His Father and the Holy Spirit, you came and saved us, and we too hope to win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind, the select incense of your virginity, ascended to the throne of the Father. Better than the incense of the cherubim and the seraphim, O Virgin Mary. Hail to the new heaven whom the Father has created and made a place of rest for his beloved Son. Hail to the royal throne of him who is carried by the cherubim. Hail to the advocate of our soul. You are indeed the pride of our race. Proceed on our behalf, full of grace before our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may confirm us in the upright faith and grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Thousands of thousands and myriads of myriads of archangels and holy angels, they stand before the throne of the Pontocrator, quickening and singing, Holy, holy, holy in truth, glory and the honor be to the Trinity. Through the intercession of the whole choir of the angels, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Heard the apostles preach to the nations the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their voices went forth unto all the earth, and their words have reached the ends of the world through the prayers of my lords and fathers, the apostles. O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. On fitting grounds the Lord has placed upon the whole choir of the martyrs, saved and delivered them because they took refuge in him. They celebrated forgiveness of our sins. Your sins bless you, and they speak of the glory of your kingdom. Oh my God, is an eternal kingdom, and your lordship is unto all ages. Enlighten our minds, our Father, the Confessor of Adioscoros, defended the faith against the heretics, and all of our fathers who have pleased the Lord, may their holy blessings be.
Forever, Emmanuel, our God is now in. Is Mr. true testimonies. The undefiled ark overlaid round about with gold, and the mercy seat of the cherubim. The golden pot where the manna was hidden. Behold, the word of the Father came and was incarnate of you. The golden lampstand carrying the true light. Who is the unapproachable light of the world? The golden censer carrying the life coal. And the chosen incense with the rich aroma. Moses had made with the place of the forgiveness for the children of Israel. He made it with glory as commanded by the Lord, and according to the pattern shown unto him. There was an ark in the tabernacle, overlaid with gold within and without. There was a mercy seat in the tabernacle, and the golden cherubim overshadowing it. There was a golden pot in the tabernacle, and the measure of the manna was hidden in it. There was a golden stand in the tabernacle, and the seven lamps shone upon it. There was a golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen aloe was in its midst. There was a flower of incense in the tabernacle, smelled by all the house of Israel. There was the rod of Aaron in the tabernacle, this which has blossomed with a planting or watering. There was a golden table in the tabernacle, and the oblation bread was placed upon it. There was our priest in the tabernacle, offering sacrifice to the account of the people's sins. When the Almighty smelled the aroma, he lifted up the sins of the people through Mary, the daughter of Joachim. We learned that the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle, which was decorated by the prophet? When the chosen scholars of the holy book saw it, they were greatly amazed. They thought with their enlightened mind and explained it through the holy book. They called Mary the daughter of Joachim, the true tabernacle of the Lord of hosts. In the ark to the virgin, and its chosen gold to her purity. He likes in the mercy seat to the virgin, and the cherubim of glory overshadowing her. He likes in the golden pot to the virgin, and the measure of the manna to our Savior. They liken the golden candlestand to the church, and the seven lamps to its seven orders. They liken the golden censer to the virgin, and its aloes to Emmanuel.
chosen in sister her virginity. They likened the rod of Aaron to the wood of the cross, which my Lord was crucified upon in order to save us. They likened the golden table to the altar and the oblation bread in the body of the Lord. They likened the archpriest to our Savior, the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He who offered himself as an acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race. His good Father held him in the evening on Golgotha. He opened the gate of paradise and restored Adam to his authority. Captives in